When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
River Island's guest line, let's do it. Yep, he's the owner of that perfect game in 2012 and quite a few Buster hugs himself. The Caner, Matt Cain, joining us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. How fun to hear your voice. What's up, Matt?
No, not a whole lot. You guys doing good?
We're doing great, man, and I'm sure you can feel it. Everybody involved with the Giants organization, at least for the time being, feels so much better about things because of this move. What is your initial reaction?
What happened over there?
Somebody has got a new job.
New gig.
Gee, I mean, what can't he do? this is unbelievable. I think it is super cool. I'm impressed. I'm honestly very, very impressed at him even taking this challenge on. And even, obviously this has been introduced to him a while back. And it's a challenge that he's fully stepped into to be able to take on, and it's pretty impressive. So I'm super pumped for him, and I know he's going to do a good job, and he's going to put his full heart into it. So I'm excited to see everything.
Everyone's super pumped about it, and I guess the big question is, how does he go about applying what he did as a player, which was showing up most days and grinding and being professional and all the rest of it? How do you take those skills and that elite ability and apply it to the front office?
Well, I think that's what he's going to be. His big attribute is he constantly showed up every day to every game. Even when he knew he wasn't in it, he was there and he had stuff to get done, and he was trying to figure out a way to put pieces in the correct spot all the time. He's a very methodical thinker. And we constantly saw that when he was behind the plate. So I think this is going to just really fall right into his lap, and into something that he's very confident into doing already. He has a great knack for being able to be able to pick and choose and put pawns and queens and rooks and everything where they need to be able to be successful.
Maddie, have you talked to him since the announcement?
Yeah, I texted him and Affel at the same time, and I was asking if he would potentially look to sign me if I started working out next year. he said I was a potential, and he said Affel was way too old, so I got a chance.
Yeah, the two of you, right? I mean, I mentioned this to Dibs a few minutes ago.
As a player, no.
I know you are. Although a little birdie tells me, I never want to believe the internet just because it speaks. Is today your 40th birthday?
Yeah, it is. So yeah, I'm extra washed up now.
Yeah, dude. First of all, happy birthday.
I appreciate it.
And second of all, what are you doing talking to us? What are you doing today?
I got coaxed into it. I kind of felt like it was a good day to do it, so we're here.
What are the plans for tonight? You got to do something, right? Like go out there and not get some run support out in downtown or something like that,
It'll probably involve eating a lot of cake. I'm pretty good at that.
Nice. Good stuff. Good. Well, happy birthday, man. But it is kind of stunning to think about some of you guys and how quote unquote not old you are. Like Buster is 37 years old. And so you talk about his willingness to accept this challenge. I'd love to hear more about what you think this challenge is. How different is this than what he was in his previous job?
Well, I think he was able to go out and physically show people what he was able to do, and it's in a way it's kind of easy to lead people that way. Now he's going to have to be kind of leading off of his eye and putting talent together in different places and not be as physically involved into it. So I think that's going to be a different challenge for him, is to be able to be moving people around and putting people into place and having the trust of that, because it's a little bit different when you're not going out there and hitting 310 and throwing guys out at second. You know, he's going to have to, it takes a little bit more faith and I think trust from the people around you. So I think he's already gained that trust by being able to obtain that position. So I think it's going to be, it'd be interesting and really fun for him to be able to deep dive into that other talent that he has.
Did you see this from him when you guys were playing together 15 years ago or so? Did you see that maybe, I don't know, if he'd be a manager or he'd be in baseball, let alone being a president of baseball ops?
I mean, we always thought of like him being, you know, a manager for sure. But did I see him in the front office like this? No, I didn't. But, you know, the more that I got to know Buster and the more that I started to understand kind of the way that his mind works and how great he is with mathematics and just how methodical and how calculated he is, it doesn't surprise me now.
Matt, it's interesting that you say manager in his future for sure, and I know that this new job is only 2 days old, and I'm sure he wants to jump in with both feet, but do you still feel that way, that maybe someday he'd manage?
I mean, I wouldn't put it past him. I really wouldn't put it past him. I guess we'll kind of just see how it all plays out. I don't know. Is this usually a normal route that you go, is to go from, you know, president of baseball operations to managing? I feel like it'd be kind of the other way around, but I mean, you never know.
Yeah, it seems a little bit abnormal, but like you said, you know, Buster being Buster, you never know what he might be able to do. And you look at this team and where they sit now in another year where they were just slightly sub 500 and not really doing what you guys did 10 years ago. Where do you see this team as their needs for improvement going into next season?
You know, that's where actually I haven't paid enough attention to really figure it out. But I think hopefully they are able to get pieces that they can put on the field, you know, that are healthy. And that's just kind of the luck of the draw sometimes. And sadly, you know, they had pieces that looked really, really good at the beginning of the year. And, you know, they just have injuries that don't work out well. So I think you have to have a little bit of luck that goes along with it. From pieces that you do put together, and then you've got to have those wild cards that come up in the minor leagues that do surprise you.
Matt Cain joining us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Matt, what is your perspective on what I think is somewhat central to everything that we're talking about, which is, sure, analytics, as Buster even said today, are not going anywhere, but has baseball kind of swung too far in that direction, and does it need to come back to the center a little bit more in your mind?
You're probably going to get a bad answer, or maybe I'm more of an old school person. So I would like to see it come back. But I think that's where I think Buster's a great person that's in the middle, because I think his brain and his heart kind of goes in both directions. And maybe I'm just a little jaded because I'm a little jealous that I didn't get some of that information when I was playing towards the end of my career, because I think it would have been very beneficial. But I think we can go both ways. I think it has swung a little too far, so it would be nice to kind of bring it back. Now, can I say exactly what needs to come back? No, I don't know, but I think it should. I think we do have to kind of come back some.
Well, I mean, you say you would have loved to have some of the information. I also think of you as a guy like you got to be sick to your stomach when you see everybody leaving in the fifth inning.
It's challenging. It's very challenging to see that. Yes, because that was definitely not the role as starters is what we were taught to play the game. You know, we were told that, hey, we were supposed to try to carry as much load as you could and throughout the season, and then have those guys saved up for the playoffs.
June 13th, 2012, it was my son's 11th birthday, and I'll never forget it because I was watching the game with my son, and you had Buster Posey in the squat on that day. What sort of guidance and help and memories do you have from your perfect game with Buster Posey, now president of baseball operations, that day when you were having your most special day?
Well, that was we kind of get back on the question that you guys asked me, like what he's able and capable of doing now in his position. And, you know, that night I was in a great physical state and I trusted him completely on every pitch that we called that night. And I went with it and didn't shake him off once. And it turned out to be a wonderful night. I mean, that didn't always happen. We had to have a lot of things mesh out together, and we had Blanco's play. We had the wind help the ball that Snyder hit in left field not go over the fence. You know, so I think that's where I think it'll be really cool to see Buster sit down and really work his magic with another group of talented people around him, try to see what they can pull out.
Well, Matt, you're talking about on the field. I wonder, like, let's take an even broader view of his leadership qualities and what you drew from that in the clubhouse and how you think that might translate to the new gig.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I think he's tremendous at it. I think he's got a great way of being able to speak the truth to guys, but he's also got an ability to earn guys and girls' trust to be able to be approachable. And he listens to people. He wants to hear what's going on, and he wants to try to figure out how he can make it all work. And so I think that's where Buster does a tremendous job. And I see that when him doing that all the time with his wife and his kids, and he's a guy that really cares about the people around him, and he wants to find ways to lead, whether it's through being able to vocally say something or going out there and doing physically.
What other teammates that you guys played with do you think might be somebody he tabs to come in and join this new regime? Because it feels to me like Buster's going to turn back the clock a little bit, not turning totally away from analytics, but a little bit more of an old school approach. Is there anyone else that you guys played with that makes you think that they might be a fit for this new regime?
I could see Lopez being a great fit and Vogelsong being a great fit. There's probably so many guys. I mean, George is another great guy. I think he does a good job of being able to see both sides on the analytics and the physical side. We could probably go down a huge list with a lot of the guys that we've played with. So I think, but those are the handful of guys that I can think of right now.
Not a Matt Cain, perhaps? Cain?
I don't think that's... Not right now. No, not that I can think of.
Well, Ryan Vogelsong will join us in an hour and a half, so we'll ask him. We'll ask him if there he wants go. A gig. But
he'll throw me under the bus like I threw him under the bus.
Perfect. Matt, what about this? You might be the last guy that would expect this question, but one thing that was thrown out in a conversation we're even having with Dave Fleming yesterday is the idea of this ballpark and how it might have become a detractor in trying to sign offensive free agents. Now, you're a guy who probably benefited from this, but what are your thoughts on the ballpark as a hitter's park and how that might be, in a way, getting in the way of the Giants' pursuits right now?
Yeah, and that's where the last handful of years have the field's changed a lot. I mean, I guess we finally saw a splash hit to right field by a right-hander this year, which is kind of crazy. I didn't think about it, but I mean, that's a long ways to hit it to right field. But I don't think it's, I think it's not as bad as it used to be. Definitely watching games, I see balls, you know, kind of going a lot farther than I had expected. But it's always a little bit challenging. I mean, the wind and everything they're building around there changes the way that the ball carries there. So, it's hard to say, and I don't have the numbers in front of me to be able to say is it as much of a pitcher's park as it used to be. I mean, I don't see it as much of a pitcher's park as it used to be. So I think you can hit there, and we have had guys that can hit there and be successful.
I see a guy who had 7 home runs in his career, and 5 of them came at that park. So I mean, what's the big deal, Matt? You seem to be able to slug at home better than you were on the road.
Right. I mean, Bumgarner did too, and you know, one of those homers that I hit was in Colorado, so you know that doesn't really count either, right? it's one of those things that it can play with your head. So if you let it, you let it, and if you don't, then you guys hit. I mean, Buster was extremely successful his entire career there.
Matt, it's wonderful to have you, and now we would like to let you go do your birthday.
I appreciate it. Y'all have fun.
All right, you too. Matt Cain.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.